President Xi Jinping says China will send more medical experts to Italy and provide more assistance in battling the novel coronavirus. He made the remarks in a phone call with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Xi Jinping says China firmly supports Italy and has full confidence in its victory over the pandemic. He also expresses willingness to work with Italy to contribute to international cooperation in combating COVID-19. Conte says China's progress in controlling the disease has provided reference for Italy and other countries, and he thanks China for its support and assistance. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gong Shuang says the 9 medical experts sent to Italy started their work right after their arrival in Rome.
The experts have shared experience with the Italian Ministry of Health, Italian Red Cross, Italian Advanced Institute of Health, and National Hospital for Infectious Diseases for Rome on patient treatment, the use of medicine, and the control of infection inside hospitals in accordance with the pandemic situation in Italy.
He adds that the Chinese experts exchange ideas with Italian medical workers on how to raise the protection awareness of the public and medical staff. They will next leave for northern Italy, which has been worst affected by the pandemic. A senior Chinese official is calling on the United States to enhance cooperation with China to jointly safeguard global health security. Yang Jiechi is the director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the CPC Central Committee. He made the remarks in a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Yang says some U.S. politicians have frequently slandered China's efforts to contain the novel coronavirus. The official calls on the U.S. side to stop making groundless accusations against China, saying the country will take countermeasures against all moves to harm its interests. Medical supplies donated by Chinese charities have arrived in Belgium to help fight the novel coronavirus. The shipment was the first batch to be handed over to the country's public health institute. The surgical masks will be distributed first among healthcare providers. More supplies will be delivered to Belgium within days. Belgium is one of the European countries hardest hit by COVID-19, with total infections surpassing 1,000. The World Health Organization says over 167,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported in more than 150 countries and regions. That represents an increase of nearly 14,000 infections compared to the previous day. The WHO also says that global deaths from the pandemic have topped 6,600 so far. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says more cases and deaths have been reported globally than in China, stressing the need for testing and isolating cases in response to the pandemic. The European Union executive has proposed a ban on incoming travel to battle the spread of coronavirus. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the ban would last at least 30 days.
As I have just informed our G7 partners, I propose to the heads of state and government to introduce temporary restriction on non-essential travel to the European Union. These travel restrictions should be in place for an initial period of 30 days.
She says exemptions will include long-term EU residents, family members of EU nationals, diplomats, doctors, and researchers working on containing the health crisis. Canada's closed its borders to all foreign nationals except U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged people to stay at home to help curb the spread of the new coronavirus.
We will be denying entry to Canada to people who are not Canadian citizens or permanent residents. This measure will carve out some designated exceptions, including for air crews, diplomats, immediate family members of Canadian citizens, and, at this time, U.S. citizens.
Prime Minister Trudeau advised Canadians against traveling outside of the country and urged citizens abroad to return home. The United Nations says ongoing fighting in Tripoli and surrounding areas of Libya continues to impact civilians. A spokesperson says nearly 750,000 people remain in areas impacted by fighting in and around Tripoli, including almost 345,000 people in frontline areas. The UN's urging all parties to abide by their obligations under international humanitarian law to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure and to avoid using explosives in populated areas.